What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dad Strides podcast, the running podcast, all about getting those tired old dad legs moving again. I am your newest dad host, Caleb Babcock.
And it's your favorite dad, Niles. And today we have an episode for y'all that is just all about
the year. Yeah, we were gone for a little bit. So happy Thanksgiving if you're American, I guess.
Yep, exactly. Also, wait, is that really, it's really been that long?
It's been a bit. So,
whoa.
We took That's a little.
That's our bad.
We took a break, but we're taking another break. So this is the last pod for the year, as Niles was kind of saying. We're going to just. Yep. Hit on some topics that we have been wanting to talk about for a little bit. We got some stuff brewing. Where's Niles at with his training? Where's Caleb? Not that it, I mean, maybe you care, but yeah.
But maybe you don't. But hey, quick question,
Maybe you don't, yeah.
Have you told your wife that you signed up for the Ultra yet with me?
Yeah, I kind of told her. Basically, Niles.
For the record, if a husband kind of tells their wife something, that means they didn't talk about it.
I think I mumbled it once and was like, "Yeah, I told you."
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Niles signed up for this ultra. I mean, I did too. You guys heard us sign up. I think it was the last episode, right?
Right. I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah. So we signed up live April
2nd is the race. Yeah.
And, yeah, so I told, Ariana listens to the pod, so she heard me sign up for it, I think. I just haven't talked to her about it because, dude, I have the other one coming up, and I just didn't want to overwhelm her. But I think the plan is to, she won't be mad if I'm like, hey, we're all going. Like, getting someone to watch the dogs.
Right.
We're going to California. You're hanging out with Sarah and the kids. Me and Niles
and watching the kids. And watching the kids all weekend while
she
we
said she wants to come up. I don't know, like, it's probably a pretty far drive, so we might look for maybe a place to stay near the race, and then you guys can all stay there. Like, we can make it fun.
Right.
Do we gotta make it fun?
That is,
we gotta make it fun for the girls and the fam.
Of course, we'll make it fun. I just think the dynamic between us as husbands telling our wives the things that we want to do that involve some bit of sacrifice on their end is always really funny to me.
Dude, I think it's a skill, though. It's a skill, right?
Oh, it is so a skill. And I think my timing is always off. I think that's what I've learned.
It's always off.
It's always off.
Explain.
Because, okay, so you could talk to your wife about something that you know they're going to, you know, roll their eyes at or be frustrated with, like, hey, I signed up for another race that I'm going to train 6 to 8 hours a week for again for 3 months.
Right.
And you can kind of ask those hard questions when they're in a good mood, you know, because they're in a good mood, but then you could actually ruin the good mood, right? Then it's like, we were having fun. Now we're not having as much fun because I signed up for another ultra.
I think what I'm learning, is like, it's the amount of those conversations. So that's where I'm at. I'm like, she's not going to be bummed if I do one or two a year. But when it's now consistently, it's just like,
four or five,
is this going to go on for the rest of your life? That's not fun.
Right.
That's not fun for them to think about or stress about. So it's more of like an amount thing for me. And I'm in the middle of learning that amount.
So I think that but you could also ask them when they're not in a great mood.
Just make them even more because
they're already in a bad mood. So it's like, how much worse can it really get? The risk there is a lot of negative attachment to said idea that you're pitching. So yeah, haven't really found the balance. And honestly, I'm pretty bad
about
at it.
How's Sarah feeling about you starting training again?
Well.
You're like, I haven't told her.
I'm like, well, funny thing is I think I've told her, but like, I don't really know if she's like fully aware that I'm like actually signed up. You know, I don't think I ever looked at her and said, I signed up for the race. My training starts now. I think she's just kind of catching on to like, oh, I'm running a little more. I have told her that like friends are signing up. And I think she also just like doesn't want to think about it in a lot of ways.
I think for you though, the big thing is like, it's a good attribute. It was like when you get focused on something, you commit all the way. And so like when you did your marathon, it was like you kind of got shredded. Dad got shredded. Dad got ridges.
Yeah.
Dad didn't see the wife too much. And, you know, and I do think you have tough. To, though, you have to be focused. So whether that's a conversation, so it's mutual, but so then you right. can focus. Because I think you're naturally going to want to. But
right.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is she has a race too. So after the ultra, I don't know if I've talked about this on the pod, but we had originally signed up for the Zion half marathon. Sarah's cousin planned their rehearsal dinner, which is like 2 years late because of COVID stuff, on the exact day that we were going to run that race. So then we had to change our race. But vacation races is kind of cool. It's basically in all the national parks. You can just switch your race. So we just switched our race to the Yosemite race, which is a month, which is April, May.
Wait, is
May.
The it's company like, called Vacation Races?
Yeah. And
the, dude, that's so chill.
There's a, yeah, it's just like that's, go on vacation and race.
Yeah, good.
There are some, good there fun. Are some like 50Ks and ultras. I think there's 100K. But
oh, cool.
Anyways, so we signed up for the Yosemite half marathon.
Way
so
sicker.
She'll start training too, which I think will, I think it'll make time harder, but I think it'll also make her more understand because like she'll be getting her activity and exercise yeah. as well.
Dude, what's your favorite? I'd say Yosemite is my favorite national park if I was to pick one at the top.
Right.
What would you say?
I think, that's a good question. I like Glacier National Park a lot. I think that's more a nostalgic thing though than like an nice. Objective, like it's prettier. I just have a lot of really good memories from Glacier National Park. Yeah. But either way, the United States has some sick national parks, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're into like, there's so many options, like all the Red Rock or the Canyon stuff. I haven't been really to the East Coast National Parks, but I've seen quite a few around here, or like West right. Coast. But man, Yosemite, right. just the vibe of like the climbers, like the OG dirt bag. But also right. when you go into that valley and look up at those massive peaks.
The valley is really cool.
It's so cool.
It is.
I feel cool. I feel cooler when I'm in Yosemite. Anyways, man, that's cool. So you're doing the race in Yosemite now.
Yes. In my mind, it was like going to be through the valley, you know, yeah. like run around that loop a couple times.
Yeah.
It's not. It's in like the very southwest tip of the park. So it's like, I don't even know if there's like mountains around, but it's still in Yosemite. Hey, so I guess it counts.
That's all right. It's like run through from the road into the entrance of the park and turn around. And you're like, yeah. go into the park for a second.
Yeah. It's like, funny. Oh, sick.
Well,
did you ask for anything for Christmas for like running stuff?
I just like, bought myself some more spring energy for like this training block and then for my race. So I just dropped like a freaking Hundo 20 on fuel.
Whoa.
Yeah. How it's many, just easier to
how
do
many
like
springs the, did that get you?
Like 45, I think. Like I bought two 20 pack bags and some other salt stuff, I think.
Did you buy it directly off their site?
No, there's a website. Okay, shout out to, this is my first order off this website, but they have great experience. It's called The Feed. I think it's just thefeed.com or whatever. They have like every type of supplement, a lot of brands. BPN's not on there, I don't think, but what up? they need to be. But they have like gels, goos, they have Cliff Bar, they have honey, they have everything, and you can actually do a subscription if you're like, I want 10 a month, and you just hit like we buy our dog food on Chewy, which is like, yeah, e-commerce for dog food. It's kind of that, but for like human running food or cycling or any endurance sport, I guess.
Right. Which one is your favorite spring?
Awesome Sauce. It's like applesauce, 180 calories a pack. The other one I really like, my second favorite, is called, It has 250 calories in one pack. Let me try to Whoa. Find.
Oh, is it Speed Nut?
Yes, Speed Nut. It's super good.
I'm on the website.
Yeah.
Speed Nut.
You're literally shopping right now. Anyways, yeah, The Feed, check it out. But that's kind of running stuff, though. Dude, I have so much stuff now. I feel like I have enough shorts. I have the only thing is like now doing all this winter training, this cold weather right. gear. I'm like, maybe I could use another like
topper, like layer.
Yeah, like a thick top that's thing. not a windbreaker that just sucks in the sweat, but like something like a thin fleece or like a thin whatever, a base layer, mid layer. I don't know.
Totally. Yeah. I my mother-in-law you know, obviously was like, yo, what up? What do you want for Christmas? Mm. And I sent her some links, and I'm getting a pair of Path shorts.
Oh, Path Project is nice stuff.
Yeah, Path Project seems pretty sick. Good reviews. It kind of has the built-in waistband for like your phone,
so
your vape, all that stuff.
Yeah.
a couple gels.
How's the vape going anyway?
The running vape is good, dude. I got how many puffs left? 52 puffs left on this vape.
It tells you how many puffs left?
Yeah, you get 200 per.
Does it have a little gauge?
Yeah.
Like a film counter?
Yes.
Oh, dang, it's like a number clicker.
Yeah, it's like very analog, actually.
What if you brought like one on your 50K, like when you do that and you're like, all right, fresh running vape, and you just watch the clicks go down and then you're like, I'm out.
I do like one click per mile. Yeah. So I know how many miles I've left.
That'd be sick.
Stupid. But yeah, and then I got that Path Projects kind of hoodie thing. It's basically like top layer. Because basically, I don't really have any good, like if it is cold, I was just in the Midwest and I basically ran with like a base layer underneath my t-shirt and it's like 38 degrees and like, man, it took me about 3 or 4 miles to like not be freezing my ass off. It was cold. It was really cold. And the wind, if it's windy, you just get wrecked so fast. So something a little, you know, I don't really need it for here as much, but like even right now in San Clemente, it's like 51 degrees. So it's like, you know, depending on how far you're going or how much you're going to be exerting yourself, like you might want, or at least I feel like I might want something, you know, a little something to keep me cozy on my runs.
How was your first run in the Bougie Boys?
The first run in the Bougie Boys.
Initial review. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've only ran once in the Bougie Boys. So I definitely have been slacking in that department of getting dirt vert. But they felt pretty good. I mean, my last pair of On Cloud shoes or whatever they're called took a little bit of breaking in. Like basically, like once I ran in them a little bit, then I felt the cushion actually start to be cushiony, you know, unlike the Hokas, which it's like the minute you put them on, you're like, oh, these feel so good. Yeah. I feel like the Ons aren't really like that. But they felt good. They like, I mean, I had no blisters, they a good fit. They feel like really structured too. Like they don't feel like they're flimsy. Cause I feel like sometimes, you know, with like the Nike shoes, like
it's the like upper, they feel, like where it holds your foot.
Yes. Like, like where it actually holds your foot feels like your foot like is just gonna break through the actual mesh. Like these feel really strong, super grippy, and they look sick. And when people see me on the trail, they're like, "Dang, dude, he must have some money, bro. Those are Bougie Boys." And I'm like, "Yeah, what up, daddy's rich."
Yeah, $180. Honestly, they look like nice shoes though. Those are their only trail shoes, maybe.
Or
like,
I believe so.
Or the only ones that you'd want. Well, sweet. Let us know when you do your second run at home.
It'll be soon. I mean, I haven't really been focusing. I guess we can go into training for an ultra. Basically, I have my training outline, which is great. I actually can link it in the show notes if anyone's interested.
Where'd you get it?
Shout out to a buddy, Eric Pierce, who's also signed up for this race, who lives in San Clemente.
Oh, sorry. You were just about to give him a shout out. You're like, yeah. And I'm like, where'd you get it?
Yeah. Basically, he kind of took a Hal Higdon approach. Like, he kind of based it off that model and then somewhat jerry-rigged it to make his own. So it's definitely not like, I mean, I don't even know if Hal's are scientific, but you just think they are. So it's definitely not like this isn't like a race coach giving us an outline, but it is just an outline nonetheless. And it has dates and your weekly mileage.
What does the weekly mileage get up to? I'm just curious.
I think it gets up to, I think that it's like the mid 50s is probably your biggest week, high 50s. And then, there's not much about vert. It's more about the mileage. But
dude,
then
you're
going to
need
the assumption is that you will be getting vert whilst doing those miles. There's also some lift days he has in there and stuff. But I'll link it in the show notes. So far, I have not held up to that at all just because it's been the holidays and I've been busy. And I pulled my groin. Have I told the story I pulled my groin?
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's like football or whatever.
Yeah, but like, was that the last pod or did that? I think.
Oh,
I don't think
we
talked about it on the podcast.
Until after Thanksgiving. Yeah. I think.
Okay, well, I pulled my groin playing flag football.
Did you feel like a dad?
Absolute. I felt like such a loser dad. I was so in my head about it. But basically, so if I go look at my profile on Strava, I basically am just ramping up. So last week for me was a 20-mile week, which is like my biggest week.
Wait, you're not going to give us a play-by-play how you pulled your groin, or was it just
Dude, relax. It was super lame. Okay, so this is the story. I never really played football, but I like football a lot. So I have like a decent amount of football knowledge. Not a ton. I'm not like a – I don't know. I'm a fan.
You have a fantasy league, right?
Yes, I'm a part of a fantasy league. I love the Chiefs. I've been watching football my whole life. I played until I was like in fifth grade, then I quit because I played soccer. And a buddy of mine who lives here in town played wide receiver at TCU, which is a D1 school. So clearly he is an athlete, played at a high level of football. And of course, me being me, I'm just in his ear talking tons of shit before the Turkey Bowl. Just because in my mind, it's like, Daddy still got his athleticism. Like,
you go the strongest player, though. You get in their head a little.
Yeah, just trying to get in their head, just having fun. Like, I mean, we're both just laughing the whole time. It's not serious, but, you know. And then I show up to the event, and it's like, oh, this is kind of a big deal. Yeah. Also, total dad move. He turned the Thanksgiving Turkey Bowl into a birthday for his son, his third kid, who was one. So it was like a Turkey Bowl / birthday. And I was like, dang, dude, that's genius. Like, you just get to have all your boys go play football while like, it's your son's birthday. It's sick.
That's funny.
So basically,
priorities.
Like the first drive, or like maybe like the second drive they have, I line up against
full field
him.
Or like across.
We're playing
the field,
like
right?
a 40-yard field. Okay. Yeah, it's like yeah. So they have the ball, and I start guarding him, and I'm like, okay, like there's no way this dude playing QB can like actually throw darts. Like if this guy can throw darts, there's just no way. Like no one's good at quarterback. So he lines up, and as he's running at me, he's just like staring into space, because as a when you're a receiver, you don't want to basically forecast where you're going to be running your route. So he runs. I'm backpedaling. I turn to follow him, and I'm thinking like, oh, I'm going to play super underneath, because if I can get an interception, that'd be sick. And there's no way this guy, this QB, can throw a big ball. The guy throws like a 45-yard perfect pass right over my head, right into his hands, touchdown. They score a touchdown on me. I'm so bummed. So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to play super hard this next round. So then he does the exact same thing, tries to run by me. I make sure I turn to run with him and play super tight, and I just feel my groin go, and I just immediately start limping running after him. Fortunately, the ball was not thrown well, so then I was able to block it, but that was it. I was done. I played for like 6 minutes.
And you went and sat out?
And then I went and sat out.
Oh my God.
Like a loser.
You probably didn't warm up or stretch or anything before.
Well, I had gone on like a 6 mile run the day before, and I'm not like in good shape right now. Like I'm like at the beginning of a training block, and I haven't sprinted since we did our sprint training for a mile like a year ago. So yeah, it is. It was definitely sobering. I'm now gonna do like monthly speed training just in case I ever have to play flag football again. Because
it was
a big pride hit. Big pride hit.
That's so funny. A lot of people get injured at turkey bowls. I've heard like across the country, it's very common because it's usually really cold too. So people
it's
are
usually
just
really cold.
Wrecked.
And no one is as fast or as athletic as they once were, but everyone still operates in the assumption that they are. So, like, apparently 2 years ago, like, some dude broke his leg. It's like, that's so not worth it.
Dude.
Like, are you kidding me?
The Uncle
Thousands of dollars of medical
Uncle
bills.
Rico mindset.
Exactly, dude. Can throw a pigskin quarter mile.
Dude, Coach Rico would be in fourth quarter. Would have gone to state. yeah, dude. Okay, wait. So this 50, what?
Yeah, well, I'm like, are you getting back in shape? Or, like, how's your training?
Dude, I'm freaking... Dad's fit right now. I'm so sore though. I'm like I've had, I think 8 weeks now of 40 miles, and then last week was 50 miles. So wow. I'm trying to get ramped up, but it's hard. It's really hard in the winter and with how dark it is all the time. I knew it was gonna be tricky, but you got to kind of be, I don't know, mentally ready to just send it sometimes. Right. But it's one of those things where I'm like, man, my legs just kind of feel not good. And I'm still like, yesterday I did like an 18-mile long run. That's the longest for a bit. I felt good on it, but it's like, I'm like, everything is kind of hurting. I have blisters on the inside of my big toes. Like,
It's such a weird place to get a blister.
Yeah, and one's like a blood blister from yesterday. So my feet are kind of messed up. I'm going to do an Epsom salt thing tonight, I think, on my feet.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And then
that'll feel good.
Maybe another. This week I'm trying to get like 55. So I'm kind of winging the training more or less just because like last 50K I took it really, really serious and I stuck to it and I got kind of like. It just became more of a priority than work and family. So I'm trying to balance, but also for me, it's less about speed. It's more because it's so long. I'm just going volume. So like my runs are a bit slower and maybe that's a good thing because it's also cold out, but my hamstring's kind of tight on one leg. I'm just kind of a mess right now, but I am getting miles in and I'm finally feeling that thing where I'm like, oh, you've crossed the next level. It's a weird feeling, but you remembered it, where it's totally. Like, I can go out for like right now, like 15 miles and not think about it. Like where it's like, that's a cool feeling.
Yeah. Right now I can go out for like 7 miles and like feel okay. That's, but I'm like, I definitely haven't lost it all. I'm kind of looking at it, but
one, let me count my weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I think while you're counting your weeks, something I was thinking about last night on my dad hours run was just like, in order to do this, like you have to run when you don't feel good, right? Yeah. It's like last night, I had a belly full of pizza.
Yeah.
It's 9 p.m. Sunday night.
Dude.
I just want,
you know. The good thing about that is like half the time in a race or in a long run, like you're not going to feel good. So training to feel like crap and still run is kind of
well. It's good. Like if you only run when you feel good, you're gonna run like 8 miles a week max. It's like you really don't feel. It's like you don't feel good all the time. So I feel like that was something I've kind of been thinking about more and more. It's just like the fact that I'm just getting out here and doing it and just going in and running 6.5 miles. It's like that's, you know, I'm gonna run it really slow because I'm in with a nice low heart rate and just call it good, you know, and just have a bunch of burps as I burp up the pizza.
I thought you were gonna say burpees. I'll get into that in a second. I've done a few now. Like in my one second. So just because I want to finish this thought, but yeah,
okay.
I'm 7 weeks out from the Black Canyon 100K. So if you're just now listening or whatever. I'm doing the Black Canyon 100K in Arizona on February 12th, and it should be fun, 62 miles. So, and it's not that hilly of a course. It's actually net downhill, so that should hopefully play into more of my strengths because I'm not – I'm okay at climbing. I'm getting better, but it's one of those things where I can stomach 60 miles if it's not, like, mountainous in my head, I think. It's just going to be a long day. My A goal is under 10 hours, so I'll just say that out loud. If I can go sub 10 hours, I will be like stoked. The other goal is just to finish. I mean, it's just the farthest by far I've ever ran. I've only ever ran 38 miles as my longest ever. So this is almost doubling it. Yeah, so I'm excited. But yeah, basically if I can get my weeks going from now, 50, I'm 7 weeks out, build up to like 80-ish for a couple weeks and then taper. I want to do like a full 2-week taper for this one too, just so I know I've had fitness for a while, like I had like a long base going and then the slow taper will make me hopefully feel really fresh. I want to feel really fresh on race day and don't care as much about being like primed to race. It's more just like go out and enjoy the whole day and survive the whole distance.
That's awesome.
But yeah. Keep the heart rate low. That's my other goal.
Yeah.
During the race, yeah.
So to train, you've been doing some flows with the kettlebell and doing some burpees?
So, yeah, because I have, like, some, like, sore hamstring, like, I was like, I got to keep the strength up if you're going high mileage volume, like, there's a high chance you'll get, like, a flare-up or an injury if you're not doing some strength stuff, too. So, like, twice a week I've been doing, I don't post all of them. Only if it's, like, a 30-minute session, I'll post, like, on my Strava, I'll be like, core, because it's, sometimes they're just 10 minutes, but, Dude, so I did like this whole like core routine and then I got the kettlebell and did a few different like swings and some just arm stuff. And then though I put it down and I just did, all right, I'm going to do 10 burpees. And like burpees
are gnarly.
So hard. I don't know why like that like quick get up, do this, like the fast hit type of training, the high intensity.
They're so gnarly.
It gets me so out of breath. I'm like, my heart rate is higher than it's actually not because I checked it on my watch. It still only went up to like 130, but I felt like I was breathing at like a 200 heart rate. So
totally.
I'm going to keep doing them though, because like you said, that's, I think they're funny. They're a really good workout.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the strength training is really to prevent injuries, you know, and then to also, it will help with, you know, your hill climbs and whatnot. But I think it's like, I think it's important. Like if you can, and it's just like, dude, if you want the ridgies, you got to put in the time for work, like that, for the actual ridge work. Yeah,
dude, I think, so this 50K has 5,400 feet of vert. It's pretty good. I was just looking at it again.
The one that we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a good amount of vert, and it's a real 50K. I guess
I'm gonna call you out if you're not running enough hills. Then,
well, I'm gonna need to be called out, dude. If I'm not running enough hills, I'm gonna get worked.
Yeah, I was thinking, how funny would it be if I like didn't go as hard on this race, but I ran the whole thing with you for fun, but I made like a film about Nile. Like, what if I made just like a mini doc, but ran with a camera, like a small camera, and just ran with you the whole time, no matter what?
I mean, it'd honestly be pretty fun, because then we could do like,
I think that'd be almost more
fun. You can already see the title and thumbnail for that video, you know?
And the thing about that is, then in my head, I don't have to like, I can just keep my fitness from this 100K at like a regular amount. I don't have to go too hard where Ariana's going to be like, you're out training for like a peak race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I do like... I'm competitive as well, so it's still fun to be like, oh, could I get top 10 in this race if I was fit? Or it's like, should I just make a freaking film you all day?
Yeah, I don't know if you have the ability to run that slow.
No, if I was filming, if it was like the whole goal was to make a doc with you for the day.
Right.
I don't
know.
I was
just thinking about it.
I was laughing because, I don't know, we can talk about it later.
That's funny.
Could we sell it to somebody? Just kidding.
Yeah. We should get sponsored. No, that's sick. Are you gonna try to hit 2,000 miles? You have. I was looking at your profile right now. And you have.
At this time of recording this podcast, December 13th. What am I at?
It's like you need like 100 and you need over
171. I see it right now. So that's how many days left in the month? Let's say 16, let me count them.
We're really good at math.
19 days. So 171 divided by 19.
That's gnarly.
9 miles a day. So it is possible, but it's one of those things. And I'll do my weekend long runs, which usually get up to like 15 plus. So that could almost be like, but dude, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it can get really close, but I don't want to like, I don't know. I don't want to kill myself. At the end of the day, like I'd rather keep staying kind of healthy. Keep the fam, like healthy fam. It's more of a goal than like the number is nice, like a big round number. But at the end of the day, I'm like, that's double what I did last year. So I'm already excited about that. But you're close to a friggin' 1,000, dude. That's good for the year.
Yeah. So right now I'm at 946. So I have 54 left, which there's how many days until there's 18 days?
19, yeah.
Hey Siri, what's 54? Divided by 19. All right, it's like 2.8 miles a day.
So you can get that.
That should be doable. And kind of what I told myself is like, no matter where I'm at, like the day before, like on December 31st, I will run however far I have left. Well, like it's kind of like if it's 28. Yeah, like again, we had to run that 10-mile run last year for you to get
1,000.
I think like if it's like if I had 29 miles left, it's like okay, I'm gonna break this into like 3 runs today and like go do it.
Dude, it's honestly sick. You got 1,000. Should we make a special merch drop for you? 1,000.
the 1,000 club.
Yeah, the 1,000 club. That's kind of sick. No, dude. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you had a really big front of the year, so.
Front of the year. Summer was basically just took completely off, and then now kind of gearing back up.
Waves were too good,
dude. And it's just hot, and the waves are sick. It's just not the running season for me. Like honestly, the running season is like September to May or June. And then it's like, take those 3 months off. But it's just hard because then you're always going to have a huge dip in fitness and then starting from square one. So I actually was thinking last night, I'm like, should I get a bike to like maintain? Because going on like a mountain bike ride or something around here would be way more fun. But I don't have $3,000 to go drop.
I feel like whatever you're doing, you're like to get that fitness, you're going to get sweaty, which is going to get hot, right? So it's almost like, unless you go swimming, like you could do that. That's cardio and low impact.
That's true. And like if I actually went surfing and like just paddled around a lot, I guess that would be something. But yeah, I don't know. Something I can figure out in a couple months, or by that I mean like 6 months.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, to everybody listening who's had a solid year of running, congratulations, coming from your dads, and keep it up. I know it's. I mean, this is kind of all started. Well, the pod kind of started obviously when COVID hit. People got into running, so if you're still sticking with it, I mean, props for sure. Yeah, Niles, would you say you still like enjoy the process or enjoy? When you're actually out on the run, enjoy it still, or?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely enjoy how I feel after. Like, last night, I ran 6.5 miles.
Nice.
And I got done. It's kind of like, cool. Like, that's awesome.
You feel healthy still. Like, it's a good feeling.
Yes. You feel healthy still, and you also think back to, like, when you were starting to run and how 6.5 miles felt impossible. Right. And now 6.5 miles doesn't feel hard at all. And that's me entering this training block, which I think is encouraging of, like, when I was starting to train for my marathon, I think that was still somewhat long. And now it's like, that's a short run, you know?
Right.
I think right now I haven't really done a long run in a long time. So I think I probably will start this week of incorporating one nice long run.
Yeah.
I don't know what my training is this week. I haven't looked and it's on the fridge downstairs, but yeah.
You got to get your vest back on, dude. The hydration vest.
Yeah. But what's nice is it.
Yeah, I remember you putting that on, dude. You would do some really long runs, 20 miles.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I need to do is to incorporate vert, I just need to like go tour San Clemente, like not even like route it, but just like, I'm going to go run 18 miles. And like, if I have to walk up steep hills or something, it's just like, basically like go get that time on my feet. Cause that's like more what an ultra is.
I mean, I will say though, basing it off of mileage when you're trying to do vert is hard because hills are a lot slower. So it's like, oh, you want to do 18. That's going to take you 4 hours versus like a flat 18 might be like 2.5 hours.
Right.
Like, so you might want to think of it as like time on feet, or make like, if it's if it's a hill day, which should definitely be most of your runs.
Yeah.
It's like, you should just think of it as like, oh, I'm going to go for 2 hours or hour and a half.
Wow. Yeah. I guess 6K vert in 32 miles is a lot.
Yeah.
As I'm thinking about it, I'm like, damn.
It's a lot, dude. I mean, we'll have to look at the profile again to see like how some of them, if it's steep or. Let me pull it. Is there a couple big climbs or what? I'm pulling it up again. Oh, it took me to a Google Drive? Oh, a PDF. Nice. Oh, okay. So, wait. Oh, yeah. This was a confusing race course, I remember.
Yes.
50K. Oh, okay. I see the top course. 1, 2, 3, 4 big climbs.
And there's two like big climbs and there's 4 total climbs, right?
I think there's like, I mean, there's definitely at least 3 big climbs. Looks like 4.
Will you share your screen really quick so I can see?
Yeah. Shout out if you're still listening to this episode and maybe you're like driving somewhere or on a run. I don't know. I don't have anything funny to say. Sorry.
You've won. So you've the one in the beginning.
So, see right here, the 50K.
Yep. You've this one in the beginning. Oh, there you go.
1, 2. This is a hill. Yep. 3, and then 4.
Oh, there are 4 big ones.
And then you have like, even this is going to feel like a.
I can't see where you're pointing, but
that's fine. Oh, you can't hear. I can't draw on it either. Draw together.
But yeah, but basically in that blue you have 1 big climb, and then in the orange you have the biggest climb, and then like a semi big climb, and then at the very end you have a climb.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that one's gonna be brutal.
That one is gonna be so brutal.
But yes, Striders, if you are interested, still sign up for this race. This is the Santa Clarita 50K.
Yes.
They also have a 20K. So just come out and hang. I don't know, like, with starting, like, who knows what it will be like in April with, like, wave starts and COVID stuff. But I think obviously we'll still be able to like hang out, and it should be fun.
Cool.
Yeah, let me give a, I want to give a shout out to our patrons for the year. They've been the OG supporters of this podcast, of us just still just kind of rambling about running and being dads. So, yeah, you guys are really the ones making this pod happen. We feel obliged to record this every time because we're like, dang, we got patrons giving us $5 a month, and hopefully they're enjoying the pod. So let's do this. Big shout out, Westy Magnuson, you're the best. Nigel Barros, you're the best. Zach Price, what up? You're the best, dude. Cole Duggar, you're the best. Yeah, that's annoying to keep saying, huh?
You're the best.
I wish I was thinking more creatively right now. Chun Man, you're the best. Just kidding. Keep doing it.
I like that you're the best. Okay. I like that you're the best.
I'll just keep it up. Eric Floberg, dude, you are the best. Congrats on your New York run. That was sick. Miguel Dean Martinez, you're the best. David Rivera, I think you might be one of the most OG. You're the best. Dude, Nick Sept, legend. He just ran a 50K, dude, like yesterday. Nick, you're the best, dude. Joel Wardell, our dad, inspo, you're the best. Luke Jones, you're the best.
You're the best, dude.
Adam Hedges.
You're also the best, dude.
You go back. Trent Irwin, you're the best, dude. Andrew Zarek, I think we need to get a run in together sometime, dude. You're the best. Steven Schultz, legend. You're the best. I hope you're still running, dude. I know you're in Chicago now with Eric, so hopefully he's getting you on some runs. Tucker Wilkie, you're the best.
You're the best, dude.
Romain Doe or Do, you're the best. Michael Weber, you're the best.
You're the best.
And
I like
Mac
this.
Dewar.
You are the best. No, but seriously, guys, thank you so much for all the
support
this year.
Dude, we got a lot of patrons.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. It's just like, I think it just, yeah, again, just helps us stay encouraged. It's a way to support us and what we're doing. So, again, just want to say thank you to y'all. There is no pressure to support. We, you know, it's one of those things that if you can, great. If not, no worries at all.
Yeah, we don't
care.
We
just like making
even,
this thing.
Yeah, even bail. Like, if you're like, I need to save my money for next year, just bail. But I do want to say to the people who aren't patrons too, or just whatever, if you support, if you like our pictures on Instagram, just want to say thank you for listening to us talking. Okay, that's all I got for our supporters. Thank you, Niles. Just kidding.
Yeah, and thank you, Caleb. You're the best.
You're the best.
All right. Well,
wait,
I think...
anything else? I mean, this is our last for the year. What do we got to...
Well, maybe...
What do you got for... You got Christmas presents for the kids? What are you doing?
Lou did ask Santa for a bicycle. And she said a bicycle with pedals and then did this with her hands.
Oh. So is Santa going to hook her up with a bicycle?
Well, we weren't planning on it. Obviously, and obviously, Santa doesn't pull his freaking weight, so...
Right.
Just like, homie gets all the credit for no work.
We're totally not doing this. I mean, whatever. Well, I'm not doing Santa. I'll do Santa for like maybe a little, but I'm like, daddy earned that, those dollars. And you're going to say thanks.
Breaking
it
back. Yeah. It's like daddy bought that for you because the Lord blessed us with it. That's what is actually
daddy loves you.
None of this Santa BS. No, I mean, I think. Talking with Sarah, just real quick on Santa, I think we're going to talk about Santa like we talk about any other kind of like fairy, fun, made-up thing. Like, it's not like, oh, Santa's not going to bring that to you if you don't listen to me. Like, that stuff to me, I think, is whack. But kind of like how we talk about like unicorns and fairies and just like made-up stuff. Like, well, that's how we'll talk about Santa.
Nice.
I think.
Like, yeah, like it's a mascot. For the holiday.
Yeah, like, but like, cause like, just know, kids, Santa doesn't do shit, so.
Yeah.
oh, that guy over there who's dressed in red with a beard, yeah, he's an alcoholic and just needs the money.
Are you gonna do Santa photos?
Yeah, we did them last night.
We're still gonna do that.
Of course.
I'm
it's
not
just
doing
like one
Santa
of those
photos.
Things. It's just one of those things.
We'll do family photos. We took Barry out to the snow for this.
I did see that. That was really cute.
That was pretty
She's
fun.
Getting big, dude. She's getting real big.
She's a big girl, dude. 8 months tomorrow.
Big crazy. Girl doing big things.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much for listening. Finish out the year strong with those miles. Sign up for some races in the new year. And we will see you guys sometime in January.
Yeah, and DM us on Instagram. We'll be there if you have any like questions or want to chat. And we'll post some random stuff until the end of the year, obviously. And then we'll have an episode coming back in. We'll see. We'll check back in with Niall's training, my training. And yeah.
All right, y'all. Have a great Christmas holiday, and we'll see you guys in the new year.
Bye.